USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Federal officials admitting that sloppy lab work at the Centers for Disease Control led to contaminated coronavirus tests that put the nation behind in the early days of the pandemic. Meanwhile, the U.S. now has the highest number of infections and deaths from COVID-19. But the focus lately is on where and when to reopen the economy and restore normal life. Yesterday, many in Florida flocked to beaches for the first time in weeks after Republican Governor Ron DeSantis let mayors reopen them as long as social distancing is observed. But in New York City, some want Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo to shut down the subway for 2 weeks. Here's Queens Councilmember Robert Holden.
So few people are taking the subway. Ridership's way down, 90% or more.
Transit officials say a shutdown would hamper essential workers and lead to even more deaths. This is USA Radio News.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1 acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Two Republican lawmakers have introduced legislation that would allow Americans to sue the Chinese government for damages caused by the coronavirus pandemic, which some U.S. officials have blamed on the Chinese. Congressman Dan Crenshaw of Texas and Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas say it would allow Americans to sue Beijing by amending the Foreign Sovereign Immunities Act. They allege that China purposely silenced doctors and journalists who tried to warn the world of the virus outbreak as early as last November. Retired general and Fox News analyst Jack Keane spoke on Fox News.
There has to be accountability for that. And this nation is on to it. And we're responding as a global leader to work with other nations.
In Texas, a police officer is dead and two others injured, one critically, after a domestic violence call in San Marcos. They responded to a domestic violence call in an apartment complex. When they arrived, a suspect started shooting at them. The suspect ended up dead. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
A former U.S. Treasury Secretary has passed away. Paul O'Neill died yesterday in Pittsburgh after a long battle with lung cancer. He was 84. O'Neill, who served under George W. Bush, was known for his unflinching integrity and his data-driven approach to decision-making and a strong commitment to public service. That's according to his alma mater, Indiana University, in a statement. The current Treasury Chief Steve Mnuchin tweeted, O'Neill served with distinction during very challenging times. Before leading the Treasury, O'Neill was CEO at Alcoa. Former First Ladies Laura Bush and Michelle Obama delivering messages of hope during last night's One World concert special. The televised broadcast One World Together at Home featured some of the biggest stars in music performing from their homes to raise awareness and funds for coronavirus relief. Among the performers, the Rolling Stones and Taylor Swift and Jennifer Lopez. Mrs. Bush and Mrs. Obama appeared in a segment together, speaking separately from their own homes, expressing gratitude to healthcare workers and others on the front lines of the pandemic. And drive-in movies are making a comeback because of the pandemic. Reports are theaters are thriving in Germany and South Korea, at least, since the pandemic has forced the closure of walk-in cinemas around the world. Ticket sales at drive-ins in both nations have risen in the last 2 months. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.